What did you just say, sorry?
The language on this song is atrocious.
Let's see if we can pick up any of that specific language that you're talking about. No, that seems to be fine. Seems to be fine. Nope, that's all right. Nope, no foul language yet. Oh my god!
That's a bit I heard.
How dare they? They said shit and fucking. And they just said shit again while I was talking. Who is this?
I'm sure
when I put it on YouTube, it'll tell me who it is and that I shouldn't be using their music. This is the amphitheatre here at the Hilton Charm Waterfalls Resort. A few days ago, there's no video of this, I'm afraid, because I was on stage. Me and Sam took part in a couples competition in which we had to burst balloons between our bodies. Now, the net effect of me trying to burst a balloon was to bounce Sam into the distance, so we didn't do very well at that. But then in the second round, which was the kissing round, I blindfolded...
No, the second round was the ladle with the saucepan where you were humping it.
Oh, that's right. They put a ladle on me, on my front. They tied it around me, tied it on my front. I had to put my hands behind my back and Sam held a saucepan. And I had to bounce the ladle into the saucepan as many times as I could. They said it was a minute. I don't think it was. I thought it was less. Then the third round was the kissing round. Is that right?
Yeah.
Where I successfully, I was blindfolded, five people kissed me on the cheek, and I was able to successfully tell who was Sam out of those five people, which was good. There was two other couples. One got it right, got his girlfriend as well, but the third couple, I kissed him as number four, and he chose number four, so I got chosen as his girlfriend, so I should be admitting to that. And then in the final round, it was a popularity competition in which we came last. Says it all, doesn't it? Oh, hello. So, yeah, I digress somewhat to give you the report. That's the stage in front of us where me and Sam were the stars of the show on Tuesday night. Next Tuesday, we'll still be here. We might come back and watch the show rather than be the show. And we're here tonight for some man walking on glass and nails.
Like you do.
And hopefully this guy sounds a bit Maroon 5-y, doesn't he? But hopefully he'll tone his language down a bit because there's children here. Actually, no, there isn't.
Not yet.
Anyway, bye.